It's time for Take 5 the Draft Edition with New York Giants Scouts. Question number one. What was your first experience as a scout for an NFL team?
It was August of 1987. It was my 1 year with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And I flew from New York through Dallas to College Station, Texas, in a plane. And I was the only passenger on the plane. And the pilot in one of those little prop planes says, "Buckle up, cowboy, you're in the ride for your life." It was a roller coaster ride. There was thunderstorms going through Dallas. It was miserable. Land in College Station, Texas. And I was supposed to get a Hertz rental car, but a little podunk airport. The plane was late and the rental counter was closed and they went home. So I had no way to get to the hotel and couldn't get a cab. And a local guy at the airport drove me to the Holiday Inn.
Question number two. What do you look for when grading a safety in college?
Well, athleticism, size, speed, strength. They have to be big enough and strong enough to defend the run and battle, say, inside big receivers as tight ends. And they have to be athletic enough and fast enough to get down the field and range from the middle of the field to the sideline to cover speedy wide receivers. It's a real tough position. It's gone through cycles since I've been doing this. At one time, safeties really had not a lot of value. Now, I think the value has gone right back up again.
Question number three. Is it more important to draft the player that's ready to start in year one or someone that might be a Pro Bowler down the road but needs development?
That's the crystal ball that none of us have. Some guys, because of maybe where they came from, a smaller level of comp, did not get the coaching that makes the transition easier to the next level. You see them getting better down the road, where somebody may be from Michigan or Miami or any one of the big football powers have gotten really good coaching and can step in right away, but might not be that real diamond in the rough.
Question number four. How much easier does it make your job considering that your boss, Jerry Reese, is a former scout himself?
Makes it a lot easier because he knows all the nuances of the job. He did it himself. He knows what it entails. He knows the evaluation system and what goes into it. So he appreciates it, for one. And two, since he did it himself, he knows the importance of it.
Question number five. What's the hardest position to evaluate?
Quarterback. For a lot of reasons. The college game is so much different than the professional game, not only in the style of offense that they play, but also the field. College football still has hash marks, and they throw into the boundary. A lot of guys can't throw to the wide side of the field. The routes are different because of field location and because of the hash marks.